They were looking forward to tie us down to a date for a meeting in a few weeks' time, but I hadn't got those questions answered. And what they were was, has this decision gone to the HSE board? Who makes the final decision? Is the minister involved? And will he put forward the business case for Letterkenny for the Surgery Club at the same time? Eventually he answered, and it's quite shocking, his response, and you would have seen it there, Greg. He was going to come and meet us, and clearly he would have known when he met us, if we hadn't got this information out of him, that he'd put his recommendation to the HSE board last week and it was agreed. So the HSE board now agreed that Sligo is the location for the surgical
But
hub.
were you not
And
told on the 20th of May that he would come back to you having reviewed the process? So what's happened there? You just have been left high and dry.
Exactly, Greg. And in fairness to some of the public representatives, they've said it on your show. They said it in private meetings with doctors who are 171 doctors, as you know, which is unprecedented, I would say, anywhere in the state, that level of doctors speaking out. And it was clear that he was going to review and come back. But I sent in questions just to have safety, just to have certainty about the timelines before we met him again. And do you know what was going to happen, Greg, if we hadn't got those answers yesterday? We would meet him in good faith in a week and a half. And by that stage, the HSE board would have signed off on it, and the Department of Health may well have signed off on it. So it is outrageous, the bad faith that we're encountering here.